My name is Jacinta Sharon. I'm the co-founder of Wicked Angels, along with Georgina McKevitt. We set up the company in 2007 for the Dublin Fringe Festival, and our first play that we wrote together was Waiting for IKEA.
My name is Claire Barrett. I'm a freelance actress, and I've been working with various companies around Dublin for the last 8 years professionally. And this year I collaborated with Wicked Angels on the play I'm Not ADHD, I'm BOLD.
I started writing really because I was so fearful of auditions and going in, and I'd get work myself into a state. I was so nervous about them. And then, of course, you don't get them because you're a quivering mess in front of everybody. And I mean, I know it's a muscle that you have to exercise, and I know that I will get better at it. I keep saying that to myself every day. I will get better. But I'm crippled with fear every time. So I started writing then, basically myself, so that I could play interesting parts and that I could show that I am actually a good actress. If I can just get past the audition stage, I can, that's why I started writing. We wrote the first play together, Waiting for IKEA. I think it came from the fact, well, the pyjama craze was around at the time as well. And everyone was going around in their pyjamas, bringing their kids to school in pyjamas. There was a lot of controversy about it. So that's, I think, what sparked the whole thing of, OK, where we were going to set it up. And Georgina was living in Cork Street at the time, and I was living in Inchicore. And so we would have been around the Liberties at the time, and seeing these women going around in their pyjamas. And also I worked in a school in Teresa's Gardens too. And the play is about friendship, and there was lots of women bringing up kids on their own. The fathers had left, and kind of helping each other out with their kids. So that's where we come up with the initial idea about friendship and supporting each other. Two friends, Chrissy and Jade. Chrissy has a child when she's very young, and basically Jade gives up her dreams of going to college and different things to help Chrissy bring up the child. So they're kind of like a mother and father character to this child, and they bring him up and support each other through thick and through thin. And the crux of the play is about Jade wanting to go to Australia and how that upsets the family dynamic.
I got involved with Wicked Angels this year, having seen the girls in a couple of different productions, but primarily, I suppose, in Waiting for IKEA. And I was very impressed at the way they worked together. And also, they were two strong actresses, strong women. So when I first heard the title of Jacinta and Georgina's new play, I'm Not ADHD, I'm BOLD. Well, first of all, it's such a catchy title. I was completely intrigued. And also, before I trained to be an actor, I had already been a qualified nurse, a paediatric nurse I specialised in, and I worked in Harcourt Street Children's Hospital. So these conditions were starting to come into the fore when I was working there, labels, I suppose you would call them. So I was very interested to see how they were going to approach this sensitive topic of ADHD, or attention deficit hyperactive disorder.
We came up with the idea for I'm Not ADHD, I'm BOLD. First of all, I trained as a drama therapist, but at the time I was working as a drama facilitator. And the difference in the two of them is, I suppose, drama facilitation, there's an effect. The therapeutic is, the effect is therapeutic. Whereas when you go in as a drama therapist, the intent is therapeutic. So when I go to these places, I interact with clients, as opposed to when I'm a drama facilitator, they're coming to your group as volunteers. So then we decided we wanted to look at ADHD because I'd worked in so many schools, and so Georgina, with lots of kids who were experiencing difficulties with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, and driving everybody mad, but mostly themselves, God love them, because they were just running wild. And so I suppose both me and Georgina had come in contact with so many of these kids, and we were really just, God, like, it was such an issue. So we said, God, we'll have to write a play about this someday. And that's where the idea came. So Georgina and I decided to do it differently this time, in that we were going to devise so that we'd have lots of material to work with, and then we could go away and write. And so we asked Veronica Coburn Veronica Coburn was a big inspiration to us. So me and Georgina met in the Dublin Youth Theatre when we were like 15, and Veronica was our first ever facilitator, and we thought she was amazing, and I still think she's amazing. And so we asked her to come in and devise with us, and then to be the director. Not in a million years thinking she'd say yes, she would, and she did. So we were delighted, and we worked for 2 days just coming up with the material, and delighted with ourselves. And Veronica's so brilliant, and she was able to really give us ideas and help us tease out the story. Veronica came in, and the first thing she asked us was, who were these characters? So both myself and Georgina had an idea of who we would like to play. And Veronica said to Georgina, OK, right, you're a drama therapist. Cool. Right. I think it'd be a great idea if you were in a car and you were in road rage, you were stuck in road rage or whatever behind another car. And that's where the first scene of the play came about. So then, sadly for me and happily for Georgina, her visa came through for LA. She'd been waiting for it for ages and ages, so she was delighted to get it finally. So then we had to recast her part. So again, I thought I'd seen Claire Barrett in I Heart Alice, and I thought she was great. So, and she is great. So then we asked her again, not thinking that she'd say yes, and she did. So that's how she came about working with us.
Georgina and Jacinta had written their script. It was on its probably second or third draft at this stage. Veronica, thankfully, has two strings to her bow in that, being a writer herself and a director, she can look at things from both points of view. So she had really helped the girls in that respect. And I was obviously a different person to Georgina, who had created the role. And yes, I could, as an actress, I will play whatever the part that is on the page, but I will also probably have my own ideas. And thankfully, the process was fluid enough that I was asked for my ideas and my opinion on this particular draft. So we came and we met, we read through it. We were able to, at that point, even just hearing it aloud, and again, a couple of exercises from Veronica involving road rage, because she knew that I was more of a passive individual in real life and thought that I would have to be pushed, you know, in that direction. And so we played around with that little particular scene. But also what was great that day was that you really felt the material come alive. And we also at that point decided to make a couple of edits, what worked, what didn't work. And it was great to have that before we went into the rehearsal process, because it meant by the time we got to the rehearsal process, the path was a lot clearer, the script was a lot clearer. We were able to go in with a focus of what each character was supposed to be and where we wanted to take those characters.
Wicked Angels go about, I suppose me and Georgina really wanted to create, all the characters we've created so far are based on people that we've met or that we've had some experience of, and then we go in and we kind of just explore those characters and tease out, and maybe some of the things are heightened, like the teacher that we created in I'm Not ADHD, I'm BOLD. She was kind of mad, but she was driven crazy, and that's what we've experienced. That's what I've experienced going around schools, that some of the poor teachers are just driven mad. In every single classroom I've been in, I've experienced some child or other with behavioural difficulties, and the teachers are driven demented with it, I think. Like, they try to do their job, but it's a very kind of difficult situation to be going into when you're constantly dealing with these behavioural issues. And one child affects the whole class. So there's very, sometimes it's hard to get learning going on in a classroom situation. But I believe that that's the function of theatre, is to bring that to a wider audience, because we all know that it's going on in schools, but you don't necessarily know how heightened it is or what it's like for the teacher. So it's great for an audience to be able to see that going on stage and be affected by it.